Now to the new pitch being made for Australians to name their newborns after World War I Anzac soldiers. As people pause across Australia for Remembrance Day, South Australia's Minister for Veterans Affairs says his novel plan is a way to create a personal connection for the next generation and honour the country's war veterans. There's now a push to make it a national campaign as part of the World War I centenary. If it works, school playgrounds may one day be crowded with Herbs, Berts, Clarys, Regs, Olives and Ediths. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
Martin Hamilton Smith says it was his own parents who gave him the idea for the living memorial.
My parents gave me the middle names of my paternal grandfather, who was shot and wounded on the Western Front in World War I, and my maternal grandfather, who was a rat of Tobruk and the New Guinea campaign in World War II.
The former SAS soldier turned South Australian politician says he and his wife then followed suit. They gave their son Thomas the middle name Theodore after Mr. Hamilton Smith's great uncle, who was killed in France.
It's a great joy to be able to put the photograph of his great uncle Theo in front of him and read the last letter home and pass on the stories that were given to me by my grandmother about Theo.
The South Australian Veteran Affairs Minister is now calling on parents who give birth in the next 4 years to consider giving their children a first or middle name of an ancestor who served in World War I. He says it would be a wonderful commemoration for the 100-year anniversary.
Today's Remembrance Day, it's the first 100 years since the beginning of the war. In 4 years' time, we'll celebrate the end of the war. It would be a great time, and look, I've invited people in South Australia to contact my Facebook page, and I'd love to see a photograph of the first baby with a photograph of the great-great-uncle, and we can pass those stories on and share that. So I think it's a great thing for families to think about.
He's encouraging those who don't have a direct ancestor to go to a war memorial and pick a soldier. But it's not just boys who can be included. Mr. Hamilton Smith says girls could be named after nurses who served or those women who remained behind.
And I think the mothers and the wives are part of the Anzac story. The mothers and wives who welcomed home these boys at a time when we didn't understand post-traumatic stress, when we didn't really understand psychology very well, those mothers and wives nursed those boys. Almost as many who were killed on the Western Front died within 10 years of the war after returning. They too have a story to tell, and it's worth remembering them as well.
He says it's also an opportunity for young parents to talk to their grandparents about what they remember and to record it for the next generation.
But it is a way to get the discussion about what Anzac means into the family lounge room and the family dinner table, where people can make it relevant and alive for them. So I'd just say to young mums and dads having babies, have a think about it. It would be, I think, a great way not only to remember their ancestor, but also to bring the story alive for their children.
The National Secretary of the RSL, John King, says he thinks it's a good idea. He just hopes the children agree.
I guess there's two ways to look at it. Some people, as they grow up, would feel that an honour. In other situations, they may well fear it be a burden. One of my wife's family, a great uncle was killed in the Great War, and one of his nephews was named completely after that particular uncle. But it didn't seem to worry him so much.
Mr. Hamilton Smith has written to his federal counterpart and is pushing for it to be a national campaign.
I think bringing these things alive is part of the Australian story, and it's a way for young kids particularly to grow up remembering. We said we'd never forget. What better way to make sure that we don't forget? You know, you may not have known it back in 1914 when you gave up your life for your country, whether it was at Gallipoli or on the Western Front, but all these years later, 100 years later, you have a great-great-great descendant who's being born today, who's going to carry your name, and we're going to bring them up in memory of you. I just think that's a very poignant and appropriate way for individual families around the country to just say thank you, we appreciate it, and we're not going to forget you.
And that's the South Australian Minister for Veterans Affairs, Martin Hamilton Smith, who came up with that idea, speaking to our reporter, Natalie Whiting.